The following is a Great American Audio presentation.
Gilbert Gottfried, congratulations, Tim Henson of Distorted View, on your 15th anniversary of the show. Anniversary, it's a hole in one.
It's Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. Coming up on the program today, ladies pissing horizontally, plus helping mommy ripen her cervix. Getting a mask exemption from your chiropractor, and tying used condoms to the car.
The vagina is full of AIDS.
Milky, milky.
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.
Well, I'd rather have sex with a dildo than your cock anyway.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson, back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Have a great show for you today. Let's just jump right into things. You know, I love TLC and their bullshit reality shows. 90 Day Fiancé, Honey Boo Boo, My Inbred Makeover, Little People Big World, Dr. Prostate Popper, Celebrity Horse Psychic Matchmaker, Sister Wives, Daddy Wives, Child Brides. All those shows are great. I may have made up a few of those. But they all sound like they could be real TLC reality shows, don't they? I'm sorry. Who wouldn't watch Dr. Prostate Popper? That show has hit written all over it. Oh, my finger's in the way here. Oh, there's an S. The show has shit written all over it. Makes more sense. All right, anyway, one of TLC's reality shows is called I Am Jazz, and it's about a young transgender woman who has gone through the surgery. Actually, Jazz was featured on a bunch of shows prior to her reality program. I guess Barbara Walters interviewed her back in 2007 when she was like 6 or something, right? When she was like super, super young. Yes, Jazz realized at a very young age that she was in the wrong body. Jazz was born a male, you know, male body parts.
Dick and nuts!
Yeah, thanks, Alexis. Jazz was born with dick and nuts, but she longed to have
pussy jewels.
Well, just a pussy, but, you know, I guess that's part of it. She wanted to have a pussy and be able to squirt out pussy jewels. Kind of a strange thing, right, for a child that young to realize that she's transgendered and her parents to just sort of, like, go along with it. Okay, if you say so, let's get working on changing that clit to a cock. Whenever I told my mom I wanted something as a kid, it was always, we can't right now because we can't afford it. This was her line, right? It was a big lie. Can't right now. Maybe in a few months. Like if I wanted something stupid like a bird, I'm pretty sure I asked for a bird at some point because my parents told me under no circumstances whatsoever will we ever have a dog in the house. My mom was a neat freak. They piss and they shit and they get their fur everywhere and they're climbing all over the furniture. Absolutely not. My sister growing up had a hamster. That was acceptable to my mom because it was contained, right? It was in a cage, and even though the cage could get dirty and messy, it's just one little area. I can't remember why I wanted a bird. I'm pretty sure it was because I wanted a friend to talk to. Like, birds can speak. Finally, someone will listen to me and have something to say in return. And so my mom was like, maybe we can get you a bird since your sister had a hamster, but we can't afford it right now. Maybe later in the year. And she would always say later in the year. That was her tactic. She knew in a fucking few weeks, even though I'm obsessed with a bird right now, you know, a month down the road, I will have moved on to the next thing. Oh, I want a Super Nintendo. That's what I want. My mom was really smart. How she played this. It could go one of two ways, right? I could first want a bird, and then I could want something even worse, right? A couple weeks later, a month down the road, I'm like, ooh, you know what I want? A drum set. A really loud drum set. It's my new, you know, weekly obsession. So my mom would say, oh, you want a drum set? Well, we can't get you a drum set. I thought you wanted a bird. What do you want? A bird or a drum set? 9 times out of 10, it would be the new thing I'm obsessed with. I want the drum set. And then she'd say, well, we can't afford it right now. maybe in a couple months, maybe for Christmas, you know, something like that. Eventually, I would hit upon something that my mom would deem acceptable, meaning that it wouldn't annoy her, make a mess, interfere with her life in any way, shape, or form. You know, like, I want a bird. I want a drum set. I want a Nintendo. Like, oh, a Nintendo. Okay. Well, if you want a Nintendo, that's fine, but won't be able to get you the bird then. Is that okay? Is that what you really want, a Nintendo? And I'd be like, yes, I want a Nintendo. And then I'd get the Nintendo, and then I could never say I want a bird. Well, we got you the Nintendo. You said you wanted the Nintendo. You chose that over the bird. You got what you wanted. You can't afford anything else. We're poor. We're poor white trash. We just signed a deal with TLC to star in our own reality show, The Rednecks of Ashtabula County. My point is, I know if I told my mom, you know, at a young age, I think I'm a girl, my mom would be like, let's just wait on that. Pussies are expensive. I can't afford a pussy. Are you sure you don't want a bird? At that point, she might give me the bird. Gender reassignment surgery is very expensive. I can't imagine knowing at the age of 7 that, you know, I'm the wrong gender or sex or whatever. When I was 7 years old, I wanted to be a transformer, not transgendered. Jazz seemed to know, though. And to give her credit, she's now 19 or 20 years old or something. And, you know, she's happy being a girl. It's not like, you know, she had the surgery and was like, oh, fuck, I made a mistake. You remember when I was 5 years old and I said I wanted to be a girl? Why did you let me do that? I was an idiot kid. Kids don't know what the fuck they want, right? But no, she's happy with her being a woman and all of her body parts, although she's having some complications. I think she's had 4 surgeries. You know, having multiple surgeries isn't that unusual. Right. You get a pussy transplant and sometimes the fit isn't quite snug, or maybe it's too snug. Maybe your pussy hole is too tight. I mean, I don't know all the different problems you could have. She's had a few and it looks like she might have some more problems. Here's a clip from the most recent season of My Name is Jazz, or I Am Jazz, or All That Jazz. Whatever the fuck this show's called.
You know, you could even wear that to go to Dr. Ting.
That's her mom talking to her, who is very supportive.
And then you have the John Quinones thing. So you have to look nice for that.
I'm wearing that dress right there.
I love this dress.
I can't tell if there's a shadow above her lip or if she needs to shave. You know, like some women have the lip. I don't know if it kind of curls up or something, but it casts a shadow on the upper part of her lip. And it looks dark and it might be a mustache.
I love this dress. I'm thinking about Dr. Ting right now, though. My head is
Dr. Who?
Ting.
That's right, Richard Simmons. Dr. Ting. Good name for a doctor.
I'm thinking about Dr. Ting right now, though. My head is there.
I'm hoping that he says everything looks great and that I don't need another surgery.
God forbid.
Or that it's optional.
You know, I really thought after this third surgery that everything would be smooth sailing, but now there's this whole hiccup. My pee stream is not quite going out in the right direction, and just recently, I've been experiencing less clitoral sensation.
Ooh, girl, your pussy's jacked up. Every time I sit on the toilet to piss, it splashes on my face. Shoots right up there. All right, so she's having some rogue piss streams. To me, that seems like it would be a quick adjustment. Oh, your urethra is in the up position. We just have to click that down. The clit stimulation problem, though, that's a little concerning.
And just recently, I've been experiencing less clitoral sensations.
I gotta pound it with a hammer to feel anything.
So, going into my appointment with Dr. Ting, I really want to ask him about that because, of course, I want to have clitoral function for the rest of my life.
So I don't know if I told you this or not, but I was talking with JoJo.
Don't talk to your mom about your clitoral stimulation.
About an effective way to raise money for Noelle because she needs to get this surgery. And I know that if she doesn't get the money that she may have to postpone it. And I don't want that to happen.
No. We're going to help.
So we came up with the idea of throwing a drag show.
You're serious?
Yeah. Because you could raise money from the tickets, and I'm actually meeting up with Peppermint.
Peppermint is...
Yeah, I don't care about any of this. I don't care about Peppermint. I don't care about the drag show. I'm here solely for the piss stream and clit stimulation. Let me just fast forward to see Dr. Ting.
Knock, knock.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, my God. Look at you.
Oh, look at you. She's completely naked. Her pussy's just right in his face. Wasn't expecting this. She's like, I gotta get down to business.
Hi, wow. Just
tell me what's wrong with my cunt.
You look great.
It's 2 months after her third surgery. And since she left, I haven't really heard from her. So I have no idea how she's doing. So it's a big question mark.
So how's it going?
I think it looks really, really good. Much better than before. But
she had a mangled cunt before.
There are a couple of concerns. My urine is kind of shooting out in the wrong direction. It's going out horizontally instead of vertically. Mm-hmm.
That is actually a very common complaint after this surgery.
Oh, it is?
So
I'll probably have to live the rest of my life like that. Just
no, it's actually a really easy fix.
Okay.
Band-aids. Super glue. Little silly putty.
We need to talk to Marcy. And
talk?
It would require a surgery.
Boom!
This is exactly what I was afraid of. I want her to be able to move on with her life.
Okay.
Mom just wants her to go to college. College starts in August. I think this was before the whole pandemic thing. So you don't have to worry about that anymore, Mom.
Let's wait till I see it.
Can't speculate till you've seen it.
Yeah.
Speaking of speculate, hand over the speculum!
And, like, pain-wise, do you have pain?
Not too bad. My clitoris has been a little sensitive. I don't have the same sensation that I did before, but I still feel something poking out, and that kind of hurts still, so.
Might be a stitch.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Does it feel sharp?
Yeah. There's a stitch there?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So those can be very uncomfortable, so any stitch that we find today, we'll take out.
Time for a treasure hunt. Let's go digging. I just thought my pussy was growing barbed wire.
For some reason, I thought they were the dissolvable kind.
Because I'm stupid.
Even though they hadn't dissolved in the 2 months since the surgery. So I didn't realize that in this appointment, Dr. Ting was going to be pulling them out from the most painful parts of my body.
Okay, let's have a look. Okay, I'm going to take out some of these stitches.
Ow.
Sorry. That's a tough place to have a stitch removed.
Oh.
Is getting off to this.
Ow.
Just discovered a new fetish.
No, I'm sorry.
Clit stitch removal porn. Currently, there's no videos on Pornhub that caters to this fetish. Get in on the ground floor. Who wants to invest?
We're not.
Start recording some of that. Tons of money.
Everything in the surgery was nothing compared to this one moment of Dr. Ting pulling out that stitch from my clitoris.
Sorry, there's one more. Sorry.
Okay. This is probably one of the worst things I've ever seen as a mom.
Your little boy getting a pussy, becoming a woman, and having a stitch pulled out of her clit. Yeah, that's pretty traumatic for the mom, I would say.
We're done.
That was the worst pain of my life. That was really
Seriously?
Bad.
Seriously? Okay. That means your clitoris is totally intact.
Okay. That's good.
You got some feeling down there, girl.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a weird thing for a doctor to say about a woman's pussy. In no other scenario would that be appropriate. Like, you can't be a gynecologist and say that. Oh, your pussy is beautiful. It's exquisite. You've got an exquisite, beautiful cunt. But as a doctor who has basically crafted a new pussy out of a dick, he can sort of get away with it, right? Your pussy's beautiful.
This is like worlds better than where we were.
The last surgery, you know, it was tough. She had a lot of distortion. She wasn't anywhere near where we wanted her to be.
I'm not going to play the rest of the clip, but, you know, her piss stream being so horizontal instead of vertical is probably caused by inflammation of the skin or pussy lips or whatever. You just got to wait for the swelling to go down. So they're not recommending surgery. So good for Jazz. Maybe misaligned piss slits aren't your bag. I'm still going to try to help get you off, courtesy of DV listener, Discord user, and apparently patron Chad. He provided a link to some sexy audio. This woman's voice might just get you off.
Did you know that semen can ripen the cervix?
Not only did I not know that, I don't even know what that means. Ripen like a banana or ripen like stink? Like, oh my God, that's ripe.
Did you know that semen can ripen the cervix? You can help a woman give birth. My belly is swollen and my tits are heavy.
Oh, are we talking about impregnating a woman with semen? Why didn't you just say that? What an odd way of saying impregnate.
Give birth.
Ripen my cervix with your seed.
Ripen the cervix? You can help a woman give birth. My belly is swollen and my tits are heavy. And a side effect of that is that from my growing belly, it puts pressure on my pussy, increasing the blood flow, making it swollen and hot and juicy.
Also, my feet are swollen. There's pressure on my bladder. I'm pissing every 15 minutes. I'm irritable. I'm sweaty. I'm craving chocolate-dipped artichokes and weird shit like that.
All the time. And the only thing that can take some of the edge off...
is some of that stove-top chicken feed, huh? Crystal meth? Is that what you're talking about? Maybe I can hook you up with some of that good yabba yabba. It'll be our little secret. People get weird when pregnant women are given crystal meth.
Only thing that can take some of the edge off is if you fill me with cum. God, I need your cock.
Thank you.
Please fill my pussy so that it's easier for me to give birth and just... Oh my God.
I know, you want me to ripen your cervix. I'm sorry, she just said, want you to come inside me so it'll be easier for me to give birth, or something like that. Like, how does that work? Am I trying to slick up your insides with my slippery jizz? Is that what I'm doing? I'm trying to oil up a chute for the baby to come out? It's like a slip and slide or something?
Please dump your cum in me. Please. I need it so bad.
She already sounds like a mother, doesn't she? Already getting those instincts. Sounds like my mother. All right.
Use my pussy.
Oh, the neighbor kids are going to love you. All right, so there you go. Just a little bit of pregnant woman needing cum audio. And she needs it for the great pussy ripening of 2020. It's the event of the season. You don't want to miss it. I have some incel audio. I've been trying to get to this for the last couple days. I visited. I'm not pretending to be an incel. I don't need to pretend to be an incel. I'm basically an incel. But I do have some incel stuff that I wanted to talk about. I guess we'll save it for tomorrow because I think it's going to take some time to get into it. I do have one more piece of audio I wanted to share with you today, though. This is a couple of guys. They're eating at a restaurant. Apparently they're in a state where you can dine in. You can tell like all the tables are pretty far apart, though. There is some social distancing. The real problem is they're black. DWB, dining while black. Nothing they do is going to be right in the eyes of an old white woman. Now, keep in mind, there are other people eating at this restaurant. This woman is wearing a mask. I think she's getting some food to go, and she's very upset with these black guys because they're eating without a mask on. She hasn't really thought this through.
What you want?
What I want?
You want to ask me where my mask was? Why?
You don't see it on the grill.
Well, how the fuck am I going to eat with a mask on? How am I eat? You want me to eat? How are we supposed to eat? This woman going to come over and ask me why I ain't got my mask on, mask right here. She's going to ask me why I ain't got no mask on. I'm trying to eat my goddamn food. Now, how the fuck am I eat my goddamn food with no mask on? This woman right here going to ask us where our mask at. She ain't come over here and say, hey, how you doing? What you doing? How you been? Cuz, what's up? Farmer's Market, how you been? Susie Q right here want to come over here and embarrass herself. And we ain't did nothing to her. Over a damn mask.
She's also, it looks like she's wearing one glove, but the glove is just like saran wrap wrapped around her hand. I don't know if that's the case or not.
How we gonna eat? Y'all eating the same damn way. How you gonna eat? He eating. Ain't he eating? With no mask on. So.
He's pointing to an old white man who's eating without a mask on.
Now, Susie, I'm you on the news channel now, honey, because you fucked up.
Yeah, you picked the wrong black guy. You picked some sassy blacks.
At this point, don't come up here and ask me where my goddamn mask was. How I'm going to eat without my damn mask on? How you going to eat without your mask? This woman going to come up here and ask me where my mask is. I'm trying to eat.
She has now, the old woman, by the way, has pulled down her mask so she can talk, you know, which defeats the purpose of the mask.
This woman gonna come up here and ask me where my mask at. I'm trying to eat. Ain't that rude? How you supposed to eat with no mask on? Ain't that crazy? Okay, honey.
She's putting her mask back on now. She realized she's going to lose this fight.
Well, you too close. Pick me, honey.
Okay.
What did she say there? Trying to protect people. Sounds like she's saying it's all about protecting everybody.
Boy, you too close. Pick me, honey. I'm
okay.
Too close. Yeah, that's true. You are too close, lady.
I need you to back up.
He kind of flipped it and reversed it on her. You're worried about us. You're standing way too close, bitch. They didn't say it quite like that. It was more like, you're standing too close, honey. Okay, you need to step back. Okay. I kind of like those guys. All right, with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Hey, if you like Distorted View Daily and all of the stupidity I provide, help support the show. Become a member of the Sideshow DV's member site, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. More importantly, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying freaks. Yesterday, I did a Sideshow exclusive podcast. It clocked in at what, like around 50 minutes or so? And we'll be doing another one tomorrow. So it's a great time to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Other ways to support the show, we do have a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. I do a personal podcast over there. If you pledge $5, you get access to a special voicemail line, just a few extra perks. The people that pledged $10, I sent off some sticker packs too, which was kind of fun. Everyone should have received those at this point. So hope you enjoyed it. If you are a patron, if not, sign up right now. Patreon.com/distortedview. All right. Three very quick stories now. First up. Ooh, check this shit out. We've got a DV news update for you. And this is hilarious. The story comes from Asheville, North Carolina. You may remember the woman whose racist video rants, an attack on a black teenager and a woman in a hijab made international news. Well, now she's dead. You still don't know who she is, do you? Racist woman screaming at a black is pretty generic. There are thousands of those videos being shared on Twitter a day now. We did feature this lady on the podcast, and I have some audio that may just refresh your memory.
Please do, bitch, because I'll fucking kill you, bitch. I'll fucking slit your goddamn throat right the fuck here in front of the courthouse, bitch.
All right, so still, I don't know who she is, just screaming at a black person.
Hey, bitch, I'm talking to you, bitch. Who the fuck you looking to, bitch?
I'm looking, hey.
Well, do whatever What's you up? Want to, bitch. Get me on camera, nigger. You fucking nigger loving fucking A cup, bitch. What the fuck you doing, nigger?
I'm talking about you.
Nobody gives a fuck. I hate niggers.
Imagine cursing in front of children.
Niggers. I fucking hate nigger loving whores like you, you fucking nigger child. Now let me see your titties so I can fuck you in your ass, bitch.
That should help ring a bell. She's the racist lesbian.
What am I again? What am I?
You're gonna be my nigger loving whore, bitch. That's what the fuck you gonna be in about 5 minutes, bitch.
What are you gonna do?
I'm
hit
gonna
me?
Rape you and sodomize you, bitch, you nigger loving fucking whore.
Bet you weren't expecting to hear that.
Now get the fuck out my face, you nigger. Keep it up, bitch. Cause in about 5 minutes, I'm gonna come over there and rip your goddamn titties off your fucking.
Do it!
Come
do
here,
it!
Bitch. Come
here. Here!
Suck my dick, bitch.
You're all talk.
Come here. So are you, little bitch. Little girl.
I don't think we need to play the whole thing. It's just, you know, 10,000 more N-words along with suck my pussy. I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to rip those little titties right off you. And other hilarious sound bites like that. All right. Rachel Dawn Ruitt of Terry's Gap Road in Henderson County suffered life-threatening injuries after being struck by an Asheville Fire Department vehicle on July 13th. Yeah, so this woman wasn't like attacked or beaten because of the video. She was just, you know, being careless, standing in the middle of the fucking road or something. Asheville Police Department spokeswoman Christina Hollings confirmed that Ruitt died on July 14th. Asheville Fire Department officials issued a statement Wednesday on behalf of the city offering condolences to Ruitt's family for injuries she sustained as a pedestrian struck on July 13th. This is a tragedy. sorry. What is it? It's a great what?
It's a great tragedy.
Tragedy. That's the word I was trying to say. Quote, this is a tragedy for all involved, city manager Deborah Campbell said in a statement. What exactly happened? Well, Jonathan Rowell said he saw the accident in the eastbound lanes of the major thoroughfare.
Quote, I just witnessed the same lady from that video accidentally step out into traffic on Patton Avenue going towards downtown Asheville as she was walking with traffic coming from behind her. The Asheville Fire Department truck that you see in the background is the vehicle that she stepped out in front of. Apparently he like tweeted a picture or Instagrammed something. Ruid 21 was arrested on July 4th after she ripped off a woman's hijab, which we did not see in that video, and grabbed a teenager in the groin. Wow. Mama was horny after saying she needed to be put down and then threatened to rape her. She was serious, grabbing crotches and stuff. She was arrested and charged with simple assault, disorderly conduct, and second-degree trespass, all misdemeanors. Prior to that, she made international news when people posted June 13th and July 1st videos of her ranting, screaming racial slurs, and making threats. Well, I haven't seen those videos. There's more? Apparently. So I looked up a news story from June 18th, and there was an article about this woman repeatedly calling a black woman the N-word. It's kind of like the video we played, right? She just says the N-word over and over. Not very creative. I think we heard the best video from her. You know, threatening rape, grabbing her crotch, saying she was going to bite off her titties or slice them off or whatever. All right, second story we have for you today. Actually, this may be a DV update as well. It all started when Amber Gills posted a photo of San Diego Starbucks barista Lennon Gutierrez with the caption, "Meet Lennon from Starbucks, who refused to serve me because I'm not wearing a mask. Next time, I'll wait for cops and I'll bring a medical exemption." What happened next was a stranger in Orange County, Matt Cohen, said he wanted to donate a few dollars to the barista in tip money. Felt bad that the barista had to go through this, deal with that Karen, right? So Matt started a GoFundMe. As the photo on Facebook, filled with hundreds of thousands of interactions and comments and shares, the tip money eventually hit more than $100,000. This barista just made a cool 100 grand just for being bitched at by a person who didn't want to wear a mask. Lennon said he plans to use that money to further his education and also follow his dreams of dancing. I mean, probably, you know. Anyway, that's not the real update. That's like a happy ending to a news story, and we don't do happy endings here on Distorted View Daily. Pain, misery, and sickness. That's what I'm looking for in a news story. Ting! The woman who bitched out the barista now says she wants half of that money. It's like, without me, he wouldn't have got anything. We're kind of like a team here, you know, we're an act. Karen and the gay. Yeah, Amber Gill said now she wants half of that money. It was discrimination, and everybody's okay with it, and enabling it, and rewarding that behavior. She went on to describe the symptoms that prevent her from wearing a mask, saying, one of them is I get shortness of breath, I get dizziness, and it messes with the heartbeat. And I do have asthma, and I do get masked acne. Really, she's just throwing everything, seeing what sticks. I can't breathe, I get dizzy, I have heart palpitations, I get acne. She went on to say, there's several things going on. And not only that, but it doesn't even work. So she's like, yeah, masks don't even work. It's bullshit. Which, of course, is the real reason why she wasn't wearing a mask for fucking 2 seconds at a Starbucks. Of all places, you should have no issue wearing a mask at Starbucks because you're in and you're out. You order on the app. The app tells you when the drink's ready. You literally walk in, grab your drink, and leave. If you're doing it any other way, you're a moron. Especially because, like, a lot of people's complaint, people that don't normally drink at Starbucks very often, is you go and you look at the menu at Starbucks, it's not very complete and it's kind of confusing. The app spells it all out for you. There's even pictures, nice long descriptions, nutritional values. It's all laid out for you in the app. Now check this fucking shit out. This is the best part of this story. Oh my God. All right, She provided ABC 10 News with two documents to prove her medical exemption. One is from a pelvic exam from 2015 with results that say probable exophytic fibroid arising from the anterior walls of the uterus. Like, why would that have anything to do with wearing a mask, right? All right. The second piece of paper is a handwritten note with a letterhead from a San Diego chiropractor. A chiropractor. And it says, Amber, this is what the note says. Amber has underlying chiropractor. I got a note from my chiropractor. Amber has underlying breath conditions that prevent her from wearing a mask or any type of facial covering whatsoever. Please contact me. Contact the chiropractor if you have any questions. And even though it was said literally, like, call me if you have any questions, the local news called him and he was like, I can't talk about anything. When Gills was asked why a chiropractor gave her a breathing-related medical exemption, like, yeah, your area of expertise is cracking backs and knuckles and shit, not the respiratory system. All right. When asked why a chiropractor gave her a breathing-related medical exemption, she responded, because they are dedicated to providing non-invasive personalized care and treatment. They are real doctors. When asked if she has an apology or message to the public, Gill said, no, absolutely not. I feel like I need the apology. I've been discriminated against. I'm the one who's sick. I don't think anyone's going to fight you on that last point. Gill said she's spoken to a few lawyers about taking her case for getting half the money, but said they're all expensive. So she started her own GoFundMe to try to raise money. So if you'd like to donate to Ms. Gills, just search for that on GoFundMe, I guess. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from the UK. Britons have been warned to stay alert due to an unusually high number of seagulls tripping on acid after eating flying ants. Experts say this week's hot weather has caused a mass emergence of the insects, which seagulls like to eat. The problem is, it affects their cognitive behavior. Something in those insects does not sit well with seagulls, and it gets them fucking high as shit. Dr. Rebecca Nesbitt of the Society of Biology says the ants contain formic acid, which can cause gulls to appear drunk and lose their inhibitions after eating them. Seagulls love these ants, by the way. They have an increased appetite for the bugs. The gulls are mad for them. Quote, there's been a massive emergence of the ants over the last 3 days, and they are like treats for the gulls. They're like M&Ms to them. M&Ms made out of mushrooms and LSD. They go wherever the ants are. The effects of the critters are said to have caused seagulls to fly into buildings and attack moving cars. They're all loopy. I've seen the crushed bodies of around half a dozen seagulls on main roads around the city, one motorist said. Normally, they fly off before getting anywhere near the vehicle, but they just seem to be getting mowed down. Flying ants are drawn out of hiding in huge numbers at one particular point of the year due to the queen's nuptial flight. The conditions for this mating ritual must include high temperatures and no chance of rain, making the current weather perfect for the ant queen to leave her nest in search of a mate. The matriarch of the colony takes flight to find a suitable spot far away from her home to avoid inbreeding, then releases pheromones to attract swarms of male drones. The sudden appearance of these flying ants in huge numbers provides a substantial snack for hungry seagulls. This phenomenon can last up to 2 weeks at a time, so avoid seagulls for a while. They're all drunk, drugged up, and horny. I don't know if they're horny, but you don't want to stick around and find out, right? I've seen a bunch of YouTube videos where guys will give seagulls laxatives. Like, they'll like spill a bunch of food that's coated in laxatives, and then they'll just film the aftermath of, like, these seagulls taking shits on people on the beach. It's very funny. Seen a seagull with diarrhea, but never drugged up before. Hey, real quick, before we get into the voicemail segment, there was one more news story that I thought was kind of funny, but it's very short. Takes place in Canada. Mississauga? Peel Regional Police have made an arrest in connection to a series of indecent acts. Throughout July, 74-year-old Peter Melagos allegedly tied used condoms to unoccupied vehicles in the parking lots of shopping centers around the city. I don't know what he was tying the condoms to, like radio antennas maybe? Those used condoms would be flapping in the wind. It's a little windsock there. Today, Melagos was arrested and charged with 11 counts of mischief, 2 counts of criminal harassment, and 1 count of commit of an indecent exposure. Also, 1 count of voyeurism. He will appear at the Ontario Court of Justice in the city of Brampton on September 18th to answer the charges. The investigation is still ongoing. If you have a condom tied to your car, get in contact with the police. Investigators believe more incidents could have occurred. This isn't a very satisfying news story because the big question is, like, why? Why did this guy do that with his condoms? I'm assuming they were loaded up. They were used, right? So they're loaded up with cum. They had to have been his old used Jimmy hats, right? Is this like part of a fetish for him? Yeah, they're driving around with my cum dripping all over the hood of their car or whatever. I don't even know where he actually tied the condom to, because most cars don't have antennas like they did in like the 70s and 80s, right? Those big, long, thin antennas. Probably just tied them to like the side mirrors or something. Oh, or maybe around the door handle. So like when women would get in the car, their hand would go, you know, if they weren't paying attention, their hand would go right in onto a used condom that was probably all juicy. Again, need more details. Maybe in September when this guy goes to his hearing, we'll have an update for you. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. There are many ways to get in contact with me. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. More importantly, we've got a voicemail line for you. That's why we're here right now. 206-666-4463. Call into the show. I will play your voicemail. It takes me a little while. Backed up because I'm, you know, this is a very popular program. People are just clamoring to talk to me. We do have a special voicemail line for patrons, patreon.com/distortedview. If you pledge at least $5, you get access to a special voicemail line where I would play your calls first. Have a bunch of those we will get to today. But I'm all over social media as well. Facebook.com/distortedviewshow, YouTube.com/distortedviewshow. And then on Twitter and Instagram, I am @distortedview. All right. So let's do a couple patron calls and then we'll do a couple regular calls. And then I think that's going to be it. We'll wrap things up for the day.
Timmy Boo, Sideshow member, Super Freak, Patreon member, DJC calling to ask you to please update the links on the Super Freak Sideshow for the videos. I was trying to relive the wonderful memory, the All Night Live Show. We need another All Night Live Show. So I wanted to watch the old one, but I went on and nothing worked. So
yeah, well, that is being moved over to Vimeo, and because Vimeo is pretty cool because I can protect it, so only people who are watching the video through the sideshow can see it. And the reason why I took it off of the sideshow site was because it was taking up a lot of space, and I was running out of space. Believe it or not, I had to take off a lot of the videos, and they're being moved over to Vimeo just so I have room to do the normal shows, which is kind of important. So, yeah, I will make that a priority. What was it? 7 hour? I think we had a 6 or 7 hour live show a few years ago. A few years ago, probably 5 or 6 years ago at this point. But that was fun.
Hey, Tim, Haley's Comet calling up about your constant commentary about your bad memory. And I've been listening to some other podcasts, and I've noticed that podcasters who are prolific, no one's nearly as prolific as you, of course, but podcasters who are prolific by any objective measure seem to have the same complaint.
Oh.
Ergo, I don't think you have a bad memory, Tim. I think you just produce so much high quality and mid-range quality content that it's hard to keep track.
Why did you have to add that mid-range thing? Why couldn't you have just said, I produce so much high quality content, it's hard to keep track of shit? Why'd you have to like sort of like diminish that? Throw in a little dig there.
Of it all, because there's so much of it.
No one can just give me a compliment.
Not a limitation of you. You're bumping up against the memory limitations of the human mind itself.
All right. Well, thank you. That's obviously the best explanation. Not that my mind is rotting and deteriorating due to some sort of cognitive disease that will one day render me a vegetable.
Tim, so I'm so glad you decided to, not decided to, but you stumbled across Neil Breen
Because, yes, the guy's a legend. And as you stated when you were talking about it, you are very, very late. But it's okay. It's okay. He's been around for years now.
Yeah, like, I see that. A couple people have emailed me and said, wow, Tim, you're real late to the party. Like everyone knows who fucking Neil Breen is, right? But that, I looked at some of his videos, and, you know, it got like 20,000 views or 40,000, which is like a lot, but not, it's, you know, I wouldn't say Neil Breen is mainstream. Like, everyone knows who the fuck he is.
Early 2000s making incredible films. I love Tommy Wiseau in The Room, but Neil Breen is just a whole nother level, man.
Yeah.
And I would love it if you could watch him or have some way that the freaks could watch him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We can do a watch party because one of his movies, maybe all of his movies, the one that we were talking about on the show is actually posted in its entirety on Pornhub, of all places. We did something in the Discord once. Oh, it was we watched a couple episodes of Tiger King a couple months ago. And that kind of worked out, except my setup was shit at the and I had to get a different listener to actually play the video. But I think I have my setup working now, so we can try another DV shitty night at the movies or something if you guys want to participate in that. I think the best way to do it is in the Discord, though, kind of tucked away from the mainstream. Like, YouTube would definitely like shut, they'd find some copyright thing or something and shut me down, right? Maybe that's something we should plan on, because I would like to watch one of his movies in its entirety.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this with Patreon Lars, but I lost the Patreon number. It's not in my contacts anymore, so I'm calling on the regular line. Anyhow,
just go on the Patreon page.
This is gonna suck because you'll play this message about 2 months from now. Anyhow,
it's actually only about a month. I'm behind a month and a couple days.
Buying a car during the COVID, best thing you could possibly do. I just bought mine a month ago, and I'm calling on June 13th here. I bought mine a month ago, saved $10,000 off the price of the car. They were so desperate to sell the thing.
Yeah.
So, yes, go buy a car now.
The last time I got a car, which was, you know, 3 years ago, I did it on, I think it was January 2nd. Like, the first weekend in January, it was right after New Year's, and boy, did they bend over backwards to get me into this car. I had a year left on my other lease, but I really wanted this car, right? And they, this was back in, what, 2017? I guess it would have been 3 years ago. But the deal is they bent over backwards to get me into the car because they had to close out their books, right? The end of the year for them was technically that first weekend in January, and they were trying to get as many sales as possible.
Now, second, Lord Douche is a fucking idiot. Don't lease a car. That's the biggest mistake you can possibly make. And do buy a 1 year or 2 year old car. 20-30% of the depreciation
right.
is already happening.
Yes, I know that.
So whatever you do, you may, you know, fuck him in the ass. But don't listen to him. Lord Douche doesn't know shit about what he's talking about.
I gotta live
and
with him.
And finally,
though, even if it's the wrong thing, it's just easier.
The guy who I sure hope is trolling regarding past wars and soldiers standing in line shooting at each other, yada, yada, yada. The guy is an idiot. The reason why the English had to march in lines and fire their muskets all at once was because they were firing muskets. And muskets are highly inaccurate, so really all they could do...
I don't know what he's talking about here. See, this is what I was talking about on yesterday's show. If you call them the voicemail line, you know it's going to be about a month before I get around to you. You got to sort of remind me what you're talking about.
Stand and in line and all fire at once and send a volley of lead balls down range and hope they hit a revolutionary.
Good history
now, the
lesson.
Revolutionaries, the Americans, we were smart. We invented what's called rifling. And they fired rifled muskets. And because they fired rifled muskets, they could aim and shoot a very accurate shot. So you're kind of half right. The Americans were hiding behind logs and coming up behind the British and all that. And
I said that?
Firing well-placed
that sounds like something dumb I would say. Yeah, when we were in the war with the Brits, we hit behind logs.
Accurate shots and hitting them. Yes, the British had to march in line and just fire volleys of musket rounds downrange.
I don't remember ever having an argument like this.
It was basically like throwing a baseball. And, you know, they just hope they hit somebody. So anyhow, that's my rant for the day.
Okay.
You know, fuck Lord Douche, but whatever you do, don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'll pass that message on. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? show@thestoredreview.com. Thestoredreview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God.
Did you know that semen can ripen the cervix?
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. And I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Lemons is a secret whole number between 2 and 3.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.